Right now, it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And if we check sports, well, we have to listen to some of this.
Kluber rocks and deals. Lined into right field. Right there is Wade, and Kluber is three outs away from pitching a no-hitter. We go to the ninth.
Michael, this is getting fun, isn't it?
Ground ball to Gleyber Torres, and that'll do it. A no-hitter for Corey Kluber on a Wednesday night in Texas. Kluber becomes part of forever. Corey Kluber tonight was absolutely magnificent.
Phenomenal. I mean, if you look at the pitches he missed tonight, you could count them on one hand. Another slider, this is a good way to end it, and I tell you what, he'll appreciate this more than probably some of those Cy Youngs. So come back where he came from and throw a game, and I guarantee the people in Texas didn't realize that greatness would happen with Corey Kluber in a Yankee uniform instead of a Rangers uniform.
What an amazing performance by Kluber. And Paul has mentioned what this guy has gone through, the shoulder issue, allowing him just to pitch one inning last year. And then the last season in Cleveland, the comebacker that essentially broke his arm. The two Cy Youngs seem like such a distant memory, but he has achieved greatness on this mound in Texas. That is just great. He is now part of baseball immortality as he pitches the Yankees' 11th regular season no-hitter. And he was, in a word, brilliant.
You know, I was mentioning yesterday on the show that it's amazing the amount of no-hitters that are being thrown. That is the second hitter in 2 days. The second no-hitter in 2 days. That's just amazing. What's even more amazing, there's now been six no-hitters thrown this season already. We are still in May. Actually, there was a no-hitter thrown in a seven-inning game, which the major leagues not including, but the major league record for a season is seven. So unless something really wacky happens, they're going to smash that. So congratulations to Corey Kluber. Comes back from a lot of injuries and throws a no-hitter. As much as it's happening this year, it's still an amazing feat, and it's fun to watch. All right, so in baseball, of course, the Yankees won 2-0. Taking a look at other action that happened yesterday, the Mets fell to the Braves 5-4. All right, the no-hitter, of course, with the Yankees over the Rangers 2-0. The Astros keep winning. I don't see the Bo Sox down here as having played, so maybe they didn't. I don't know, but that's the baseball news we have. Let me check the standings, and I'll be. Boston has a one-game lead over Tampa Bay, a 1.5-game lead over Toronto, and a 1.5-game lead over the Yankees. The actual distance between Boston and the Yankees, Boston's played one more game than the Yankees, so the Yankees have a game in hand. Anyways, it's a strange season. We're not even out of the month of May. Bill Krasowski is a big baseball fan, and he must be shaking his head because this is just wild. We all know that in Major League Baseball, they don't care how many times you strike out now. It's the amount of home runs you hit, and maybe this is all coming home to roost. They've been forgetting about bunts. They've been forgetting about moving the runners across, you know, ahead. It's what you're getting now are home runs and now no hitters. It's just a wacky baseball season. All right. With that being said, I guess we can take a look now and talk about the NBA playoffs. They have begun. They are now in the play-in tournament. And Yesterday, the Pacers beat the Hornets 144-117. Celtics, of course, beat the Wizards 118-100. The Grizzlies beat the Spurs 100-96, and the Lakers got by the Warriors 103-100. Today, the Pacers take on the Wizards, and the Grizzlies take on the Warriors. All right. And then coming up on Saturday, the Heat against the Bucks, and the Celtics against the Nets. On Sunday, Lakers against the Suns, the Heat against the Bucks. On Sunday, the Knicks take on the Hawks in NBA action. All right? Okay. Let's take a look at the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Flames beat the Canucks 6-2. The Bruins beat the Capitals in overtime, two overtimes, by a score of 3-2. Boston leads that series 2-1. All right. And that's it. That's it. There you go. Bill Krasowski responds back to me. 25% of outs this year in Major League Baseball have been strikeouts. 25% of the outs in Major League Baseball have been strikeouts. Either you go for the fences or you become a whiff machine. All right. That is our check on sports.